David Jenkinson from C21. I'm here with Rob Fletcher from Fletcher Wilson. Rob, tell me what you're pitching here at Sheffield.
So I bought a feature doc that we're right in the middle of filming in America, and it's a real-life straight story is the shortest way of describing it. We're following an 84-year-old American guy driving a 1935 London taxi cab from one side of the States to the other to find his ex-wife, who he left 50 years ago, and take her for one last ride in the cab before they both die. The backstory to it is, back in the late 50s, they got married, had a honeymoon in Casablanca, acquired the cab, and then drove it for 4 years around the world together, and filmed a lot of their adventures on 16mm film. Came back to the States with the intention of settling down and having kids, and within a year, Alfred had left her. Shortly after that, they got together to try and... Jacobina wanted to say goodbye properly, get some kind of closure on the relationship, and they kind of slept together that night and had a kid, had a son, who Alfred didn't step up to as a father, so hasn't fathered him. That son, Nils, is also accompanying Alfred on the journey.
Where did he find the idea, and at what stage are you with the production?
We were researching a different documentary about 1930s London taxi cabs, and there's quite a small community of people that own those, and essentially Alfred just got in touch with us and literally said, I've got a story. So, and obviously it was quite a story.
So how difficult is it for you to get that away? Clearly you're investing time and money in it at the moment, and where ideally would you like it to go, and who are you talking to?
Well we would aim to have it as a feature release, a theatrical release. It's very difficult to get that kind of thing started. And there's obviously a time imperative on us to film it, because Alfred, in his own words, doesn't have that much time to make the journey. So he's made it. We've, as a production company, have funded the filming. I've got private investment in place to essentially fund half of the entire production, but I need to match that with something. So, you know, the next stage is to find that match funding from somewhere, whether it's a TV channel, another private investor, or distribution deal of some sort, all of which is like trying to find rocking horse poo.
And are you going to use the original 16mm footage that they shot on the initial journey as B-roll on the main event?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have 5 hours of it telecined already. And before we started the journey with Alfred, we went to interview Jacobina, and literally during the interview, her now husband found a whole stack of other stuff on a shelf somewhere. So we've got all of that amazing footage of them kind of driving up the Khyber Pass. They met the Dalai Lama, who gifted them a Tibetan dog. They're on TV in Japan. And when they filmed the 16mm stuff, they did it very much in a kind of give the camera to someone else and film us doing this way, and you know, there's a lot of setup shots. It's remarkably professionally done. It's really ropey, obviously, because it's quite old. So within the format of what we're filming at the moment, it's being shot on high def. We've also got a 16mm camera out there, so we're hoping to kind of merge the two time periods a bit by using 16mm now with our current filming.
And as far as his sort of denouement and finding this lady, do you know where she is, and is he going to find her in the end?
We absolutely know where she is, because we've already spoken to her. She doesn't know he's coming. He knows where she lives. I mean, they have been in touch over the last 50 years. They've just only met a couple of times. The last time they met was at their son's wedding, and that was just a kind of brief meeting. You know, and Jacobina's kind of take on it was putting her arms around our director and saying, I used to love that guy. She does, you know, she knows we're filming, but she thinks it's about their life, you know, their previous story from the 50s.
Okay, so if anyone wants to get in touch with you, what's your email address?
My email address is Rob, R-O-B, at Fletcher Wilson, FletcherWilson.com.
It sounds like a great project, Rob. Good luck with it.
Thank you.